somehow you got connected with ORU. They wanted you to come out here and play. This was in the 60s. They hadn't started a basketball program yet, had they?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, they had.
Bill White had a team. They were 4 years. The basketball was 4 years. Bill White was the coach. There was a friend of mine named Benny Purcell. Bill White knew Benny Purcell. I got a call from Benny Purcell, and he said, would you do me a favor? He wanted me to play Titans. I said, no, I can't do that. And they said, well, do him a favor. So I did. I said, okay. But I don't want them to come to where we were because I just didn't want to do that. We played this team at ORU.
Did you beat them?
Yes. High school. Well, yeah. Yeah.
You were intrigued by the campus and everything that was going on there.
Not really.
No?
Not really. I wanted to find out some things, not anything to do with ORU. I called President Roberts, and he called me back. He said, Coach, would you come out and visit? Would you be interested in coming to Oral Roberts University? And I was really trying to see how strong that maybe I was going to be at Middle Tennessee and this kind of thing. So I went to see my athletic director, and I said, I've gotten a call from President Roberts. He would like for me to come out and look at Oral Roberts University. And I said, okay. So I fly out there, and I see this building. We didn't have a very good gymnasium, but anyway, it was okay. And President Roberts was just unbelievable. He just said, would do about anything to get me to come. He wanted to know about my team, the team that played. Mm-hmm. That's what he wanted to do. He wouldn't hardly let me leave, and I had to get on the plane to fly home. When I get back home, then that's when I got a hold of President Roberts. I really wasn't interested, but I was trying to see what was happening around me, too. President Roberts really wanted me to come because of my team. We had come there and played, and he just couldn't understand how we had a team as good. Mm-hmm. I got a hold of Bob Brooks, and I said, Bob, would you want to fly to Tulsa? We might have a great job. Brooks said, well, I'm not going to Tulsa. And I said, well, just come on, go and fly out there. We'll just fly out there and see what it's going to be like. Brooks can't turn it down. Brooks didn't have any money. He wasn't making any money. And I said, let me tell you what we'll do. Bob, you'll be taking care of all of the SID stuff. He was doing that. But he was helping. I mean, yeah. He would do whatever I asked him to do.
Bob came out of Tennessee.
He came because of me. I brought Bob Brooks out there. Mm-hmm. Richard will tell you that.
Yeah.
This comes up every now and then about all that stuff. But Bob did do some things after I was gone.
Did you know Bob,
yeah.
Richard?
Wow, out there, yeah.
Yeah.
You were here at ORU already when Bob,
so Bob came.
Bob came
out here before he got here. And he came, I think, my sophomore or junior year.
When I go out there, President Roberts had a house. He told Bob, if you'll come, we'll have a nice home for you. And when Bob saw this nice home, that's what he wanted to do. I had a house, a beautiful home, right up there on the hill. I was as close as from here to down there to President Roberts' place.
So yeah. You were living in that compound.
Yeah, and Bob lived down the street.
You decided then to take the job with Oral Roberts because he just made it real attractive, didn't
but
he?
Let me tell you, on Sunday morning, for some reason, we didn't go to church that Sunday because usually we went and the kids. I'm sitting there, and I said to Peggy, Peggy, I'm not going to do this.
You're not going to go to ORU?
No, no. I was going to write it. In fact, I still got that letter someplace, I think. Anyway, the thing was that I wasn't going to do it. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden, I said, Peggy, I told President Roberts that I'd come. I said, why don't we go on out there, and if we don't like it, we can come back home and take a job in high school or something. You know, I just felt like that I told him that I was going to do this.
So you and Peggy come out here. And
oh, yeah, and Bob Brooks. Brought Bob Brooks out there. And he came back out there. That's how Bob got there. And Bob did a lot. He did brochures for me.
When you and Peggy come to meet with Oral Roberts, he put the charm on you, didn't he?
Well, it wasn't something like that. President Roberts was unbelievable. And Richard will tell you, President Roberts was just around me all the time.
all our practice.
He had stopped by the house. All of a sudden, I could hear a car, and he'd be pulled up by the curb there. Just come right in. If I wasn't there, he'd come on in and see if Peggy, what she was up to. He had more fun than he'd ever had in his life. Now, that's what that was all about. These people didn't understand this. I'm talking about the people there at the university. They couldn't figure out why we came out here, and all of a sudden, President Roberts is with me all the time.
Let's just say here, as we talk about Bob Brooks, that here we are, the 7th of April, and Bob Brooks passed away on Tuesday evening, April 5th, 2011, just 2 days ago. He was 79 years old, and he stayed in Tulsa, and he lived here for the rest of his life.
Yes, and he was more inclined to be there than I was. I really cared for President Roberts, but I had made up my mind that I was going to leave after the 4th year, not the 5th year. I told Dean Clark. Dean and I went to play tennis. I said, Dean, I'm going to tell you this because I got to tell somebody. This is my 4th year, but I'm going to leave next year. He said, you're not going to do that. I said, yes, I am. I'm going to get a divorce and I'm going to leave. Had nothing to do with another woman. I just was not very happy. I wanted to do something else.
When you came here then, you accepted the job of the ORU. You brought a number of players with you.
A ton of them.
You brought along Haywood Hill.
Yes.
From the Paducah Junior College National Championship team.
Right.
You brought Milton Vaughn.
Yes.
Most valuable player at Southeastern Illinois Junior College. Yeah. Brother of Chico Vaughn of the American Basketball Association, Pipers. Mm-hmm. You brought Larry Baker.
Yes.
You brought Jesse Traylor.
Yes.
And you brought this man right here.
Yes.
Richard Fuquay. From the same championship Tennessee high school team of 68 and 69.
These players were all buddies.